Exclusive Mike Cernovich, Media Only Covers Epstein Case to Attack Trump. By Sean Moran on July 9, 2019. Author, journalist, and filmmaker Mike Cernovich told Breitbart News Daily on Tuesday that the establishment media only has an interest in the Jeffrey Epstein court battles in order to attack President Donald Trump. Cernovich spoke with Breitbart News Daily host Alexander Marlowe in the wake of billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's arrest on sex trafficking charges. The guerrilla mindset author fought to unseal court documents relating to a civil lawsuit in 2017 eventually led to Epstein's arrest. Despite the widespread interest in Epstein's alleged sex trafficking crimes and who might be connected to them, the establishment media has spent more time attempting to link President Donald Trump to Epstein, without evidence, than to the actual sex trafficking case. Cernovich contended that the media only has interest in the Epstein case as a means to attack Trump through his relationship with Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta. Acosta, as a then-Miami prosecutor in 2007, struck a deal with Epstein in which the billionaire would plead guilty to prostitution charges in exchange for dropping all other charges. The media only care about Epstein as a way to go after Trump because of the Alexander Acosta angle, Cernovich said. Cernovich added that they are trying to create a conspiracy theory involving Donald Trump and Jeff Epstein despite no evidence that Trump ever flew to any island or partied with Epstein or did anything. He said that the media has Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, contending that the only thing they care about is Trump despite verified relationships between Epstein, Prince Andrew of England, and former President Bill Clinton. Despite much of the media's attack on Trump, Yahoo News reported that a lawyer representing a trio of Epstein accusers explained that Trump assisted authorities in building a civil lawsuit against Epstein. Trump also banned Epstein from his Florida resort Mar-a-Lago because Epstein allegedly sexually assaulted an underage girl at the club. Marlowe noted that Breitbart News economics editor John Carney said that no one on Wall Street knows how Epstein made his money. The Breitbart News Daily host described Epstein as a very shadowy figure. Cernovich suggested that Epstein might have run a blackmail scheme to make his billions of dollars. No one knows how he made his money, which leads people to believe that he was running a blackmail scheme whereby he would go with people, get them on video doing things, and then those people would either have to give him money outright or he would privately invest those people's money and take the cut, Cernovich explained. Clinton claimed that he only took four trips on Epstein's airplane, often referred to as the Elite Express, even though flight logs from the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, found that he took at least 26 trips on the Lolita Express. Cernovich said, "We know for a fact that Bill Clinton, this has been proven through FAA logs, that he ditched his Secret Service. What happened? I don't know, but there's probably video evidence of it." The author added that the Clintons are notorious liars. Cernovich also credited Andrew Breitbart recently, suggesting that the power of independent citizen journalism is alive and well on Saturday. The filmmaker told Breitbart News Daily that the legacy of Andrew Breitbart was to encourage Americans to become citizen journalists and that you cannot passively consume media. You have to be the media, you have to chase down the story, you have to take action, and look where we are now. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.